Give you a demonstration. Say the broom is here.
Yeah.
And where would you say it was compared to the door?
I'm
Some of these are hard to explain for me.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. Alright, years ago on Monday, women usually did their
washing.
And then on Tuesday?
Ironing.
Okay. And what might you call the two together? I have to go do
laundry.
All right, if the door is open and you don't want it that way,
and
you
the
might
door
say
it's close it.
Sorry.
Close it?
Okay. What do you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
Clapboards.
Okay. Say you were going to get in your car and go somewhere, you would say,
drive.
If you got in your car yesterday and went somewhere, you...
I drove.
All right. And then you might say, well, ever since I got my license, I have...
driven.
There's an example of this. All right, what do you call the part that covers the
A roof.
Okay. What do you call, the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Oh, gutters.
What do you call a little building out back that's used for storing wood?
What do you call the
lean-to? No, that would be if you had it attached to the house.
Oh, is that the difference? Those are attached to the
house? Yes, a lean-to is attached to the house. I don't know. A woodshed.
Okay. How about if it had tools in it?
Tool shed.
All right. Okay, before people get back to the doors, they had them outside.
Yes.
What you call those?
I call them, I don't think, they're privies. That's one name.
Was that a polite name?
Let me see, what were they called? A privy is not the name that I would have called it. That is a name, an accepted name for it. But outdoor...
What do you call the building out there?
But I don't think we called it a privy.
Would you call it an outhouse?
Outhouse.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you have any joking names for it?
Yeah.
Any names that maybe weren't so polite?
No, I don't remember any.
Okay. All right, I think I'm going to go on to the stuff about Nashville now.
All right.
Well, then we'll go back to the farm maybe tomorrow. Okay, will you tell me what the major parts of Nashville are, how it's kind of divided up?
Well, there's the main part of Nashville, there's East Nashville.
And what kind of a section is that?
Well, now, it was, back, before in the 80s and 90s, a very good section, as they say now that it was the Belle Meade of Nashville. I don't think that. I don't think it ever was that.
Okay.
But it was a good, very good section of town. And then people began to move back, move over into West Side and over out into West End and that park. Then there's South Nashville, which is a very poor section. East Nashville is not too good now.
Okay. Has it become integrated?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And South Nashville has always been a poor, I'll take that back. Back in the early days when the university was there, University of Nashville was there, it was a very good section. Back in, I would say, in the 1860s, 1870s, it was very good in South Nashville. That is out, if you go down Church, 4th Avenue, and Fifth Avenue on out beyond Broad Street out that way is South Nashville.
I've been
as I know it. Now, there